Carl from Web Courses Bangkok, and today's topic is CSS. CSS stands for Cascading Style Sheets, if you don't already know, and it's the key behind the design of all the websites that you see on the net. Now, with CSS, it's coming on leaps and bounds, and since it's sort of changed from when websites were made with tables and things like that, CSS has now not only been used for design but for layout. And now with CSS 3, it can be used for so many other little things. For example, animation, and that's an exciting thing for us designers, because it means we don't have to rely on things like Flash and JavaScript to achieve things that we can just simply do with a few lines of CSS code. Now please remember, you know, CSS is one of the quickest things to launch for your website. So if you can do it in CSS, do it. I mean, it's a great idea. It makes things fast, and it also makes things very, very editable. Editing the animation on JavaScript might not be quite as easy as changing it in CSS. Now, CSS animations are a little bit ahead of us today, but what I wanted to talk about is the idea of your learning curve as a web designer. It'll get to the point where HTML will start to make sense. You know, you get the idea of a p tag, and it means paragraph. It doesn't go much further than that. The only thing you really need to think about is, you know, how you can be as semantic as possible. What I mean by that is, how can you describe your content in the best possible way? And eventually you'll get used to that. It's not so hard. But with CSS, that's where the beauty lies, that's where the real skill lies. So the idea is that you try and have as least amount of divs and IDs and classes as possible, and you do it in a really intelligent way. Now, the way you can do that is literally just by sort of attaching your style sheet to elements already. Now, take for example the old navigation, all right? Now, you could surround it in a div, that says div id nav, or you could just do ul equals id nav, and that means that you're actually putting all your CSS on there, and already you've saved two lines of code. So you can do that, but it just takes a little bit more skill to make that happen. Also, I mean, with IDs, some of the big companies that I work with don't actually use IDs, they use all classes. And the advantage of that is, if you use a class, you can actually use it many times in many different places. So maybe the navigation will be changed if you're using something called a content management system. And the navigation might not always be at the top. It might get moved to the left. Now, if you use a class, you can do that, and you can even have two types of navigation. So there's lots of ways to improve yourself with CSS. Trust me, CSS is probably a never-ending journey of learning. I learn new stuff every day, and especially with CSS 3 coming on board, there's loads and loads of exciting things. For the more advanced of us, you've got something called selectors. Now, selectors allow you to say, right, say the first time that you see an unordered list in the content, I want you to style it like this. But the second time you see it, I want you to style it like that. Or, I mean, take another example. Say you've got a list of items and you want to make every second item pink, for example. You can do that with CSS 3, called the nth selector, nth being a number. So there's some really, really great stuff. I really advise you to look up CSS 3. You've got a good place to start is rounded corners and shadows, and that will make life a lot easier. And I wish you lots of luck, because it's good fun. And please let us know how you're going, and just send in any designs that you make to carl@webcoursesbangkok.com. Okay, thanks. Bye.